Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on this Victory Reaction Monday on Radio 610. We were out there for Sunday Night Football. This was the first Sunday Night Football for the Houston Texans here.
Since 2019.
Oh, it felt like it was that long, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And it was a blast out there, man. It felt good being out there. It was hot. It started off hot.
Mm-hmm. But then you're telling me?
Oh, man.
He's sweating through his fishing shirt.
You were the only one. But, nah, it was really good vibes out there. And before we get to, I want to know if Reggie was really lit out there. Because when I saw him in person for the first time out there, he was loud, man. He was loud.
Was I loud? Really?
He was kind of loud. We're going to get to that in a minute. But it got me thinking when I was out there last year around this time for the home opener, and it was Liberty White. Mm-hmm. It was Liberty White out there. At the time, I did not have a white shirt. So I'm just like, you know what? Screw it. I can wear my red Texan shirt.
Yeah.
And I was out there judging tailgates with HEB. And the Menares was out there. They came out there. They surprised the tailgater of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran up on Hannah. I'm like, hey, what's up? And look, I actually have the audio of this. She actually called me out for not wearing white.
Are you excited?
I'm super excited. Are you excited?
Yes.
You out here tailgating with us.
Yeah.
I got the wrong color.
Right.
I know. I don't have a white shirt.
We could have fixed that, baby, if you had told me.
I got you next time. Hit me up. I got you next.
I'm over here asking. I'm like, how you feel to be out here tailgating? She said, you got on the wrong colors.
Yeah, keep the main thing the main thing.
Yeah.
Which is, it's Liberty White.
Yeah, she called me out. So this time I actually had to make sure I wear white, man. I'm like, you know what? I can't afford to get called out like that.
You can't make Hannah
mad. Yeah, I think she was legit mad, too. And then when I told her I ain't have a white shirt, she was like, you should have said something. You should have told us.
You would have worked.
I know, man. Like, it was so bad to the point I was considering just getting a plain white t-shirt. And my man Reggie had a plain white t-shirt.
Right. I was like, look.
Man, I was about to be yupping my white tee.
I did my research and I saw that particular video and I was like, not going to be me. You're not going to catch me slipping.
But yeah, it was good seeing them out there, and hopefully this will be an annual thing.
They did it yesterday with us.
Yeah, man, that's a good look, man. I don't know another owner that's gonna be out there, you know, going to tailgates and stuff
with people taking selfies and such.
Yeah, I heard somebody spilled the drink. Did somebody spill the drink?
I think it was a little food or something on it.
Okay,
it
was a little stain.
Yeah, man. Sometimes these billionaires be a little bougie, man. They don't want to be out there with the people.
Man, you should have seen the scene when they showed up. Like people coming from hundreds of yards away.
Houston.
Yep.
Swarm.
It was a swarm.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody that was out there in them lots tailgating, sweating their butts off.
Yep.
So now I got to see if Reggie was tipsy or not, man. So we was out there. Y'all was out there judging tailgates. And I was listening on the radio. Y'all doing the tailgater of the game.
All right.
So I'm like, I see this. So, you know, I had to pull the audio to see how Reggie sounded during the interview.
Oh, like, no, I did not even consider this.
Yeah, I want to see how you sound now. I want you to give a fair grade on how you sound while interviewing the Red Eye Tailgaters?
Yeah, Red Eye Tailgaters.
I got burnt.
Yeah, I want to see how you sound interviewing.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
When now?
All right, talk about starting out the 2024 season with a bang. We have the HEB tailgater of the game here, myself and Reggie Atitula. First things first, Reggie, your first tailgate, what was it like?
Man, it was a blast. It was three great tailgates that we got to be a part of. But Bert here with the Red Eye Tailgaters, they blew them off the map. Man, you guys deserve it so much. Man, what does it take to put together a tailgate of this magnitude, brother?
Hey, open for interpretation.
Okay.
Open for interpretation. What's your interpretation?
There was a little slipping. Honestly, the first part was I did not anticipate you going to me first. So I was wow, I have to answer.
Yeah,
here.
I wasn't sure if you was nervous a little bit.
There was some nerves in there, I'm not going to lie. But there was also six shots and two drinks.
Yeah. No, I done been there, done that, where I probably had 10 shots and a couple drinks.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I did good.
Yeah, no.
You were disciplined.
That's right.
Yeah. No, I've been to that point where I got to interview the person and I'm talking like that. So, yeah. No, I totally get where you're coming from. But after that, you actually came over to the broadcast.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. How'd that go?
And we about to find out right now. Let's see what this sounds like.
Oh, you got audio?
Oh, of course I got audio, man.
We ready for the season to start, baby. Let's go. Hey. Prime time. You feel me?
Hey, I never heard you this hype ever, man.
That's what the alcohol will do.
That's true.
It was off the charts. Three big times. They could have all been handled in the year. I know how to handle myself. I can still be professional.
My man here
has.
He said six. Yeah, I was wrong. It was six.
Yeah, Sports Radio 610.
He was hyped up, man.
He was hyped, man. I'm like, okay.
The people were hyped, man. That's also, some of it was the alcohol, don't get me wrong. But some of it was just like the people at the tailgate, man, were having a blast getting you turned up. You know?
Big time. Yeah, big time. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm glad you had a good time because I was worried because I kind of did a little mini prep with you, man. I'm like, hey, when you go, people gonna offer you drinks, shots, and all that stuff. Just be careful, man. Because sometimes they just go up to you and give it to you. Where you like, what the hell?
Oh, they put
this
right in your face.
Yeah.
I had the two of the shots were that, and then at the last tailgate, which I believe was the winning tailgate in our instance, the nice lady that had the Jello shots, she was like, "All right, have this one," and I was like, okay. And I was like, all right, so this is my one at the spot. And she was like, but you gotta have this one. This one is my favorite one. And I was like, okay, cool. And then she's like, okay, but this one here is the best one. I was like, why didn't you tell me that to start with?
Yeah.
Why did you make me go through the sequence?
Hey, man, that's what they do down here, man. You will stop at the tailgate, be like, all right, let's get some tequila shots going. Let's go. And then, hey, you want a drink? You want a beer? You like, all right, cool. And then that's, hey, we got to get the Jaeger shots, Jaeger bombs. Let's go, baby. You like, wait a minute. I'm trying to sit the one liquor, man.
You know what I'm going to blame? I'm going to blame Callahan, and this is why.
Oh, wow. Uh-oh.
Yeah. I'm being real bold on this. I'm lashing out. This is me just pointing at everybody else from my own indiscretions. However, because Cal and Hannah were coming out, we had to be real rapid, and so we didn't have as much time to kind of stretch it out.
Mm-hmm.
So that condensed the time even quicker, which, one, alcohol in quicker succession, not as good. And two, I didn't have as much time to eat at each place, so I didn't eat as much. That I would imagine would kind of soak up a little bit. So I think that was awesome. Yeah, you see,
that's the other thing too.
I saw the pros. Yeah. I saw Eric Brown and I saw Lopez, and they knew exactly what time it was. They got right to the grills. Food was in, like, was being digested by the time that they were already introduced. They were going quick.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that too, with the food. I forgot to tell you that because when you go to the first one, they'll give you a full plate.
Yeah.
And you'll sit there and try to be polite, try to scarf it all down and eat all of it. But you got two more places to go to.
Yeah.
And those other two places are going to give you a full plate.
Yeah.
And then the last place is going to give you a full plate. So now you're full and drunk.
I've never been so nervous behind eating and drinking.
Yeah. It was fun. Shout out to everybody that was out
there.
Absolutely.
So the halftime show, man, I was actually super excited about this halftime show. It was Slim Thug. It was Big S the Plug.
Yep.
Big S the Plug and Maxo Cream. And look, man, I thought this was the perfect vibe, man, with the roof being open. It was nighttime. Everybody had the light up wristbands.
Yeah.
Man, I actually had to, I think y'all seen me a couple times. I was watching the game, the live broadcast on my phone on the Peacock app.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to look on there just to see kind of what it looked like with all the wristbands lit up and stuff. It looked like a true concert, man.
Oh, it was outstanding.
I thought it was great, man. Everybody was looking good. I think their next Sunday night game, They gotta have the roof open, man, and keep that same
so
energy.
So you're gonna tell them what I did? Yeah, no, I might have just told B. Scott this, but obviously everybody knows Slim Thug, and he opened and it was all good. And then I heard the rest of it, and B. Scott came up. I said, okay, who was the second guy? Who was the third guy? Because I didn't even know, you know.
And that's totally understandable.
Yeah.
Have you heard the last song before?
No, I heard them, but I didn't know who it was. And I do that a lot. Like, I'll hear the song and I'll know it, and I've heard it.
The last,
I'm like, who is that?
The last guy, like, who is that? BX the Plug.
Big X the Plug.
Number 900 in your program?
Yeah.
You see his jersey?
Yeah. Oh, was that what he was wearing?
Number 900.
Okay, I wonder how I can't say that number.
Yeah, I have no idea, but his song play a lot down here. Mm-hmm. Like, you hear that song pretty often. I wouldn't have been surprised if you never heard Maxo Cream song.
All right. Well, that makes me feel better.
Yeah, but it was a good halftime show, man. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to watch it, though.
Oh, you were coming down?
Oh, you was coming down.
Yeah, I was coming. I was making down. My way. Yeah, yeah, I was coming down.
Yeah, so overall, the game, this Uncle Boot Man coming out. So my nickname in Cleveland is Boot Man.
Yeah.
And I got nieces and couple nephews that call me Uncle Boot Man. Uncle Boot Man was showing out last night, man. I was getting tired, man. That game was so long.
Third quarter.
Dude, it was 10 o'clock, and it wasn't even the end of the third quarter yet.
Third quarter was brutal.
That was after a first quarter that flew by.
And it was nothing but punts in the third quarter. How does nothing but punts last that long?
I don't know. Like, I think there was two incompletions in the first quarter, so just the clock kept moving.
It was rough, man. And honestly, I guess that whole day kind of threw me off a little bit because it felt like a noon kickoff. Mm-hmm. So I was out there and I'm like, okay, it's about noon and about to get it. I'm like, oh, no, it's not. It's 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, that part lasted long, and I felt even better when I talked to Adam Spillane after the game, and he said, oh, yeah, it was long. It was a long game, especially that third quarter.
But he thinks every game is long.
Yeah, that's true.
He's always like, play faster.
Now, I felt better knowing that he felt like the game was pretty long, too.
But Spillane had binoculars of a bird watcher.
Yeah,
they were enormous.
His binoculars are much bigger than I anticipated. Yeah,
they were giant.
What you was gonna say?
Nah, someone did mention that there was the injury stoppage that spent, but nah, yeah. It was also just long in and of itself.
I think
the injury
stoppage. I think when I really realized it was going on long was the one of the chain guys.
Yep.
Yeah,
exactly.
He ended up getting hurt. And mind you, we in the suite. I'm like, what is going on? Like, it was quiet. Wasn't nobody doing anything. I'm like, what happened? So I had to get on my Peacock app to kind of see what was going on. And they showed the replay of the chain guy falling. And looked like hopefully he's fine.
I hope he's
fine. But I think that took about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But that was tough, man. So I wanted to play this audio, man. Kevin Harlan is one of my favorite play-by-play guys. I think he do an amazing job. His voice, I think he got one of the best voices in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And earlier he was calling the game, and you know how they do the game breaks?
Yeah.
And how they send
it
over
to the studio.
Yeah. Yeah. So just imagine him, I guess, sending it to New York for a game break. And they're having technical difficulties. What do you think Kevin Harlan would have did?
Oh, Kevin Harlan just going to do the job himself. I've seen him call two games at once.
Here we go right here.
Kansas City. And let's take you to Nate Burleson in New York.
I can't hear you.
I can hear you. Rodgers against Tennessee. And they're going deep. And
he's doing the game break.
That's crazy.
Titans. Ridley with a touchdown reception. The former Jacksonville Jaguar, Will Levis, with a long throw for Tennessee. Back to Minneapolis. All right, Nate, thank you. Second down.
And the crazy thing about that is remembering, like, when those dudes are calling the game, they've done research on the game. They've got a spot chart that they can reference. He's doing all of that off of the top of his dome.
Yeah, and he's watching it like we are watching it.
Yes.
So
back to me.
And it took him a minute to see who caught the touchdown pass.
Yeah.
And he seen it was Ridley. So he just said Ridley with the touchdown pass from Will Levis.
Remember when Harlan was calling the dog on the field?
The cat.
Cat on the field. And he did it up.
From the 20. Touchdown.
That's why he's my favorite is because, like, clearly he's a pro, right? He can nail the fine points of formatics as he should. But the thing for me that always makes a play-by-play guy go to the next level is when you get a feel that they love the game. And not just play-by-play, just any announcer. when they're transferring that, you know, that basic, hey man, it feels like you're enjoying the game, and Harlan always sounds like he's having a blast.
Yeah,
I salute the Kevin Harlan, man. One of my favorites, man. He that could have been a whole disaster where it could have felt so awkward, but he just picked it up so fast.
Yeah.
So salute to him, man.
He's the best.
Yeah. That's all I got, man.
Appreciate you. That's Figgy's Mixtape every weekday, 1:20 p.m. here on Sports Radio 610. Hey, man. We are having a blast on a victory reaction Monday for your Houston Texans. And we're getting ready to hand it over to the drive. I know that D'Amico Ryans will speak to the media at 3:15, so you'll have that amongst all of the fine breakdowns that those guys will have. But coming up next, I kind of want to revisit our predictions and how they stood up, amongst other things. We'll do that next.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.